To the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about the key to successful shopping and couponing, saving money. A big deal, of course, for all of us. My guest tonight is Lucinda Anderson Hughes. She is the Frugal Socialite. If you have any questions or comments, if you need to share or want to share some of your couponing experiences, we would certainly love to hear from you and help us save a little bit of money. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lucinda, it's good to see you. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Always great to see you too, Harold.
Okay, so tell me about your latest bargain, because you always come in with these money-saving stories. So what's going on? What's your latest deal?
I always have deals, and I agree with Danielle, mm-hmm. that a lot of the couponing is great on paper, but now everything's in the airwaves. It's all electronic. So there are a lot of things that I do that seem a little crazy and weird to people.
Such as
when she was mentioning how people kind of hold up the line because they're flipping through their coupons, there were some good things that she said. But what I do is I write the brand and the amount on my list. So if it's Dole pineapples and you have to buy two to get the dollar off, on my list, I put Dole pineapples two.
Okay.
So that I actually know what I'm looking for and I'm not flipping when I get to the cashier. And then I put my coupon right in my wallet so I pull it out when I pull out my money.
But what if you have loads and loads of coupons? Do you need a coupon organizer? Because certainly it's one thing if you have five or six coupons, but if you have 20 or 30 coupons, as we have seen,
yes.
How do you organize that stuff?
I've had a whole lot of coupon organizers, and they are great. I leave them in the car, but then the problem is I have them in the store, but I don't have them at home when I'm clipping, and I'm too lazy to go to the car and get the organizer. In general, I think people know when they're shopping and what they're planning to buy. So if I have coupons for, let's say, spices, and I know I'm not stocking up on spices, I just don't take those out.
Okay.
But I am in the digital world kicking and screaming because I come from the newspaper background, so I like paper also. One of the things that I do is I sign up for all loyalty programs. Most of us get a little attitude when they say, oh, can I have your email? And we say, I don't want to give you the email, or I don't do that. Those people who don't give the emails are definitely losing out.
They're not getting the savings.
They're not. Mm-hmm. So there's a great restaurant in D.C., and I'm not going to give them free advertising, but it's a Brazilian steakhouse. There are a couple of them. Very pricey, like $50 per person. But with the digital couponing, they've started sending, like, buy one, get one 50%. Mm. I just got a coupon today, $39 each person until the end of August. What I do is I take a screenshot of the coupon mm-hmm. with my phone or tablet so that if I go to the restaurant and I can't get a signal or Wi-Fi, I'm not fumbling. I have my screenshot.
And they'll take it.
It looks like I just pulled it up online.
Well, there it is. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Clarissa in Baltimore. Clarissa, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I'm calling because I wanted to know, like, if you are full-time, you work full-time, you got a family, you know, your kids and your husband and all the other stuff, and where is that time, like, you know, their activities? Like, my thing is, it's 50 million websites. It's 50 million sites to go to for coupons. Where do you find time to actually clip? Like, I know people that actually take hours and clip coupons and separate them and do all that. But somebody like me that don't have a lot of time like that, because I'm involved in other activities too, where do you find time to, and how do you know, like, which websites to go to for specific things that you normally get?
Well, let's see what Lucinda has to say about that. Certainly time management, you're a mother too, and so your time is precious.
I multitask my whole life, even I think when I'm sleeping, because I'm thinking about what I have to do next. I find time. Like, for instance, when you're at your child's activities, you know, you want to look attentive, but if you've seen one basketball practice, you've seen the next one that's going to be the day after tomorrow. So if you take your coupons with you, you can clip as you watch. Clip, cheer, clip, coach, you know, do that kind of thing. Also, as far as websites, there are a few that I use religiously, and you can just bookmark them. Even at work, there's downtime. There are always times when you're waiting for a call back or you're kind of idle. Just like browse those websites.
Well, which one? You can, and you can tell us
which one.
Here we go. There is a website I discovered called SundayPaperCoupons.com.
Wow.
So if you just Google, because there's some hyphens in there, just Google Sunday Paper Coupons. And this particular website lets you set up the newspapers that you receive in your area, and it shows you what coupons are going to be circulated on Sunday. So like today is what, Wednesday?
Yeah.
You can go onto the website and they already know. That way, if you're not a subscriber and you kind of buy the paper whenever you see something you want in that coupon circular, you know whether to buy it or not. And it shows you the coupon online. And coming from a newspaper background, I will tell you that the coupon insert for most newspapers is already stuffed and wrapped and sitting in the plant probably Monday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So everyone, you know, it's already done. So that's a really good one.
What other sites, if you could run off a couple of them real quick before we let Clarissa go?
I also Google coupon code or something like that. When you're looking online, you can Google coupon code, and it will give you a whole list of codes that you put in an online field to get a discount. One of the ones that I find to be the most reliable is called Retail Me Not, like saying I'm not paying retail. Basically, whatever I'm about to buy, I put that word in, like Red Lobster coupon code. And it'll show all the codes that you can use to get a discount at Red Lobster. And, of course, because it's digital, you usually have the option of showing it online. Take that screenshot, like I mentioned, and you'll get a discount there. And those are phenomenal. And when you use those coupon codes, it also has a rating. It'll show you how many people today clicked on that code and was successfully able to use it. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of weed through and see if 86% were successful, then that's the one you want to go with.
And Clarissa, you mentioned husband and kids. So Sunday morning, either before or after church, have everybody sit down at the table and get to clipping.
Clarissa, if they want that video game, they better start clipping that GameStop coupon.
If they want to save money, without a doubt. Clarissa, thank you so much for your phone call. Good luck to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Eileen, calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia. What's on your mind?
Hi, Harold. Hi. I'm calling to say I've been couponing for over a year and a half now, and I hardly ever paid more than a dollar or anything other than toilet paper. And when you're shopping with the coupons, you can't just use them when you have them. You have to watch the sale. So it may not come on sale this week. It may come on sale next week. And there's in areas, a lot of people sell those inserts. So there are girls in this area that sell inserts for 50 cents a piece. So you can buy them that way. Or you could go to Dollar Tree on Tuesdays or so and get the papers for a dollar. And then I often shop on the website at places like Click to Save. They'll sell them for 8 cents a piece, the coupons. Coupon DD, the Happy Couponer. There's lots of places. And to watch the sales, what you would have to do is join a group on Facebook. There's lots of coupon groups. They're usually, you have to join them, and they'll accept you in. You just post your deal. So they may have, like now, Giant's Food has Smithfield Bacon. You could buy three packs, And with your coupon, you'll end up paying $5.49 for three packs of bacon.
Wow, that's a lot of pork. Eileen, thank you so much for sharing with us, and happy shopping for you also. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Kirsten, calling from Washington. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was just calling to make a comment. I haven't been couponing that long. I actually just started about the end of January, so I'm nowhere near as amazing as some of these other callers. But I did want to comment and say that there have been times where I actually do get money back from the stores. One time I did a very small couponing haul where I did fruit snacks, and I ended up getting maybe 12 cents back from the store. And when the cashier looked, she was like, oh, she still owes 12 cents. I was like, no. You owe me 12 cents. And they're like, oh, my gosh. So it can happen. It's not that frequent, but it can. Mm-hmm. And I have two sons and a boyfriend, so I'm busy just like every other mother. But it definitely can be done. There's Facebook groups. There's Instagram groups. There's even Snapchatters that are posting deals about Target and Giant and Safeway. So you just got to put in a little bit of time, but it's definitely worth it because you end up saving so much money.
Thank you, Kirsten. And, you know, she makes a really good point, Lucinda. When you talk about the savings that can happen if you put in the time, talk to me about the Plenty card, because I have one, and it, I haven't been as diligent about using it. But I have saved, for example, I've saved money on gas and I think a pair of jeans, too. So, well, how does that work exactly?
Well, you know what? I was a snob about the Plenty card. Mm-hmm. I really was, because I have so many loyalty cards that I had to change into a different kind of wallet because I could not get them closed. But I just got one.
Okay.
And it's a good story because last week, Macy's ran this fashion pass. You paid $5 as a charitable donation, and you got a percentage off of things that were already on sale. But then if you had your Plenty card, you got double points or whatever. So I signed up. And I was really surprised that that one day of Macy's shopping where I saved a ton of money, I also got enough points to actually get something. Mm-hmm. So the Plenty card is a really good one. And also Belly, B-E-L-L-Y, like your tummy.
Okay.
They kind of started out with restaurants, but the Belly card, if you see in 7-Eleven, they have the little terminal there, and it says tap your belly. It's also in a lot of little restaurants. And basically, every time you go and you tap your card, you get points, and then you get free items.
Wow.
So all of those things. And I remember a couple of years ago when I was here, I was talking about one of the gas rewards cards where you signed up and for like a month you got a certain percentage off of the gas. So I do believe in those cards. And the nice thing about cards these days is that you don't always have to carry them because your telephone number is your ID also.
Right. Exactly.
Now, don't sleep on CVS. For a long time, I never used my extra care card, and they're diligent in asking, do you have one? What's your number?
All the time.
Well, CVS is a place where I clean up because the little signs say if you buy $5 in, let's say, Procter & Gamble products, we'll give you $5 will give you $2 off. Well, if you are smart about how you shop and you use their coupons and maybe your coupons and you look at the sales, you can pretty much walk out of CVS with paying little to none.
Mm-hmm.
So that card is great. And the way I got hooked on CVS Moms is when I did have my son and I was buying diapers and formula constantly. The more you buy, it keeps track of what you buy, and it starts offering you those coupons. So I was walking out of there with like $10 off for formula.
You got to pay attention, too, because whenever I go to CVS, I always end up with a yards-long receipt.
Read those.
So you got to read
those. Are the coupon yards.
Yeah, we're coupon yards,
that's
I like
right.
that. We're going to come back in just a bit. More tips on couponing and saving money when you shop. 202. 319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion about couponing and saving money successfully when you go shopping. Of course, my guest is Lucinda Anderson Hughes, the frugal socialite. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You spoke earlier about offerings that restaurants make to, you know, get you to come in, you know, coupons and the like. But talk to me a little bit about Groupon, for example, and other sites like that that will offer percentage off or 2-for-1 or 3-for-1. And it's not just about groceries. It's about other products. It's about services. Good deal or bad deal?
It's a good deal if you remember to use your Groupon. And I know that sounds really crazy, but even myself, I've purchased Groupons in Living Social because I'm, and there's another one, Moms, called Certificid, C-E-R-T-I-F-I-K-I-D.
Okay.
Really great things for families, summer camps, all kinds of things. But here's part of their model. So years ago when Groupon first came out, like almost a decade ago, I did a contract with a similar company to launch them. They count on people forgetting that they have the Groupon. Because look at it like this. If you buy a Groupon for $50 for a pizza party, for a kid's pizza party, and you don't ever use the Groupon, you've donated money to the organization, but you never redeem it. So actually, the companies make a whole lot of money on the people who never redeem.
Oh, wow.
When you think about 100 people that paid $50, you know, do the math. I'm not good in it. You do it. Mm-hmm. But do the math, and you can see how much a company can save, which is one reason that they can give these extreme discounts. I like Groupon. I like the fact that now they're digital, so you don't always have to print the certificate and show it. The other thing I like about Groupon Living Social is that when you let your Groupon expire, which I have, you still get the face value of, not the face value, it tells you how much it's worth if you don't use it.
So you won't get the deal, but you will get something.
Right. So if you paid, let's say, $50 and you're supposed to get $100 worth of product, which I've done, Brookstone, The Gap, Nordstrom Rack, I've used those kinds of coupons to really double my experience. Those are great. The one thing I will say is check the fine print. When you use Groupon, you must check the blackout dates if you're doing travel, which is my whole expertise. If you're renting cars, I would not use Living Social or Groupon for that ever.
Why not?
Well, you get into a whole lot of loopholes with different things. And I don't see a lot of rental cars on there, but I have done like the Priceline rental cars before, and I couldn't switch credit cards. Or let's say I did the Groupon or the savings, but I went with someone else and they needed to do it on their credit card or whatever, you're stuck. There are a lot of loopholes. The only other thing I would watch out for is that companies go out of business. So I still have this beautiful Groupon that I printed out and I have it in my folder for Kincaid's, which was a great seafood restaurant near Foggy Bottom. They went out of business.
Oh, so and then you're stuck.
You're just stuck. Now, perhaps within a certain period of time, I could have called and gotten a refund. But, you know, I who has time for that all the time?
Mm-hmm. So what about the travel Groupons or Living Social or other organizations or businesses like that? A lot of people are skeptical about, I mean, it's one thing if you're going to get a 50 cents off coupon for a loaf of bread at the grocery store. But if you are going to the Bahamas or what have you, and there's a Groupon for that, good deal or bad? Are there things you need to be concerned about? Because traveling, that's a whole nother ball of wax.
A whole different ball of wax. And again, do your research. Read the fine print. When I see Groupons for places that I'm not familiar with, and I have used travel Groupons.
You have?
I have.
Okay.
number one, I do the research. I make sure that I've see this place, because one reason that a lot of companies do the Groupon is for exposure. It's a way to cut that advertising budget by having people buy and then come see. Okay, you need to know where you're going. You need to look at the websites. You need to look at the reviews. Then read the fine print. One thing I like about, I think both of them, Living Social and Groupon, I get them a little confused. Now the retailer will answer questions, particularly in the travel deals. So you can look and see what questions people have asked. Can I check in at this time? What about Christmas? What if five of us have a Groupon and we all want to split the week or whatever? So I would say look at it and be flexible. Because if you have a Groupon and you show up at the establishment, understand and believe that you are not customer A. You might be customer C or D.
Oh, I see.
Now, the company will tell you something else, but think about this. If you show up somewhere and you're an American Express card holder, American Express major reservation, and you're in their loyalty program, you're A.
Okay.
So if
but those
some,
who are trying to get the discounts, getting
right.
the deal, they're a little farther down
the ladder. Farther down. They were a marketing pull. They got in. Some, you know, through the company, but through a discounted program. So also when you use Groupons, you need to really think about your goals. My goal is always to get points on my loyalty program. Like right now, I've been saving points for a trip. I have enough points for 3 airline tickets internationally, round trip.
I want to go.
You know, you told me about some great places.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then between Hilton, Marriott, Starwood, you know, all these different places, I can really stay somewhere for about 2 weeks. So to me, it's a little more valuable to maybe pay that extra $20 for the room, because down the road, I'm going to take a free vacation. Or when it's snowing here and I put my stuff in my car and drive south, unexpectedly, mm-hmm. I have points for that free room.
Are there any other travel deals that you'd like our listeners to be aware of outside the Groupons and the Living Socials and the like? How do you get a deal on travel? I have seen these fly in a minute kind of deals mm-hmm. where they're only advertised for a short period of time. And, you know, a dollar on Southwest or a $20 mm-hmm. ticket on Delta, although right now Delta's not doing a whole lot of great flying because of their computer problems. But
right. But
with that said, you know, are there really good travel deals like that the minute or handful of minutes airplane ticket?
Airplane tickets are kind of tough
mm-hmm.
because you have the whole world clicking at one time when these fares go out. So I have lucked up kind of back in the day mm-hmm. with the airline thing, but not so much anymore. One that I wanted to mention, well, let's talk about hotels for a minute.
Yeah, for that's a great
one. You have a couple of segments of your travel. It's expensive to get to places. You know, some places you can't drive. So the travel, the airline is really real. One thing I do is I go to kayak.com, and I say this all the time, because they have all of the airlines there. So you just put in where you're going, and it'll show you everything that's flying on that day. So that way you can kind of compare and look around. They do not show Southwest.
Okay.
And so you need to go to Southwest, and you can compare. But that's a shortcut to hotels, airlines, cruises, stuff like that, to see what's going on. And then you can kind of figure out, okay, the cheapest that this is running is $300. So now I know that. So then go to the coupon codes. Go look at other things. One thing I want to mention that, again, I'd ignored forever, and I hate to give them pub because they don't treat me well all the time, but and I hope they're listening, Verizon. A lot of us are held hostage by Fios and cell phones. Fios and wireless.
So a lot of cable companies may have some deals, but please go ahead.
They may. Verizon has this thing called rewards that most of us just ignore when we're online paying our bill.
I've seen that, yeah.
Okay, you need to log in. You'd be surprised how many rewards you accumulate between wireless and Fios. Well, with your rewards, you can order magazines. Like, there are free magazine subscriptions. Lots of us love magazines, but we don't invest our money in them because we don't have time. But if Verizon's going to give me a free subscription because I pay my bill, I want that free subscription. Speaking of travel, I just did a little search in Orlando. Mm-hmm. You know, lots in Orlando, Florida. They also do discounted hotel nights, and you can use your points that you've accumulated from being a customer. So, for instance, they have a Holiday Inn resort, which I'm not a Holiday Inn girl, okay, but I've seen this resort. This is the old Nickelodeon resort that so many kids want to go to. Mm-hmm. It's been purchased by Holiday Inn. There's a water park. There's free breakfast. There's a free shuttle to all the parks, $73.
Wow.
This is on Verizon with rewards, and if you have rewards, it's cheaper. So they also have gift cards and things like this. So, for instance, a $100 gift card, if you buy it through the Verizon rewards, is $90. So
yeah,
you get a $10
right, so
bonus.
You say, and I think that's the argument, because whether it's a gift card or saving 10 to 30 cents on a gallon of gas, a lot of people say, well, I don't have the time to do it. But the reality is, because it's happened to me with one of those rewards programs, I remember sticking my card in at a gas station, and I got 50 cents
right.
off of a gallon of gas. That's a
and
lot
I hope you
of
could
money.
Fill up.
I did.
Exactly.
I did. Yeah.
I mean, if you only needed a quarter of tank, then
I was on E, and I was ecstatic. And so I think that people really need to do their best to pay attention to these things, even if it does take a little time. So,
yes.
Well, I want to thank Lucinda Anderson Hughes and, of course, Danielle Barbieri. Thank you so much, and happy shopping to you both.
Thanks.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Wednesday, August 10th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me at hfisher@whur.com, on Facebook at Harold Fisher WHUR, or Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 142.